Please do come in and sit down. I shall take the liberty of introducing myself, Richard Lister Venables, at your service, Vicar of Claro and Chairman of the Magistrates for the County of Radnor. I dare say you've come to see the Assizes. It is always one of Prestine's great occasions. We expect the Justice of Assize during the afternoon. The High Sheriff has men looking out for him and will meet him outside the town with an escort of javelin men. A good old custom, and one you do not see in so many places now. Happily, there are very few cases for him to hear, and nothing unpleasant to offend the ladies. In my father's time, he was chairman of the magistrates before me. We had to rebuke a jury severely for tossing a coin to decide their verdict. They could not agree, it seems, and several of them were related to the accused, so did not like to offend him.
We've come into the drawing room, a very stately room here, and not over the top Victorian. It presumably must be sort of fairly early in its period.
About 1850, 1860. It wasn't really until the end of the Victorian period that people went mad with all those baubles and things that people now think of as being Victorian, which is actually quite late Victorian. Early on, particularly in a country place like Radnorshire, they look very much back to the Georgian period, particularly since the people who bought this furniture, must be remembered, were elderly male magistrates like Richard Lister Venables, whose picture is on the wall here, who was born in 1809.
But no electricity in the older part of the house, where obviously at that period there was none.
Oh, no, no, there was none. We didn't have electricity until 1920, and then it was very rough. And, indeed, some of the gas lights were converted to electricity so roughly that we were able to put them back to gas without much trouble. But in this part of the house, gas was never installed. It was felt to be ungentlemanly.
I be Mary Lewis, in service with Mr. Lugger, and I'm to show you upstairs, if you'll please to follow me. This here is the bathroom. Maybe you haven't seen one afore. I hadn't seen one till I come here. Not a special room for a bath. It's a tub by the fire for we. I have heard as some of them has taps in to pump the hot water straight in. I wish we had them here. But no, I got to run up and down with these blessed hot water cans all the way up from the kitchen boiler, two at a time till the bath's full. Very clean people, judges and gentry.
Please come into my kitchen. We does pretty well for plates and table dishes, as you can see. They'd soon take note above stairs if they was amiss. But new cook pots they will na buy me, because they dunna see them at table.
Good day to you now. Constable David Rogers is my name. You'd like to see the cells?
To reach the cells, follow Constable Rogers straight ahead along the corridor outside the kitchen door. On your way, you'll pass two open rooms on the right. The blue one is the pantry. The blue was supposed to discourage flies. And the second is the wet larder and lamp room.
Come into the holding cells. The holding cells here, which were never a prison, but they're quite unpleasant. But fortunately, people weren't kept here for very long, just perhaps overnight during the Assize times. And the interesting thing is, on the end wall are graffiti of people's names and sentences, but they're not in the cells, indicating that we think that people just sort of wandered around. I mean, if they had time to carve their names on the walls outside in the passage, they clearly
they weren't banged up the whole time.
No, we suspect that the actual cells were more always rather theatrical.
And coming up now from the cells, up some narrow steps here, we come out into the main courtroom. And an impressive big courtroom it was. Here, standing in the dock right now, you'd be quite afraid of the judge or the magistrate sitting up on the bench there, sir.
I think you were meant to be. This is probably the least altered 19th century courtroom in Britain. It's not really, they never altered it because they never had any money to alter it. And above our head is an amazing object, which is an 18-pointed star. It's an 18-burner gasolier, open-flame gasolier. It's the only one of its kind in Britain. It's the only working 18-flame gasolier. It's an extraordinary thing. It has to be lit with a candle you can see over there on the end of a pole. It makes a tremendous roar, like an express train, and it does actually heat the room as well as light it.